Welcome back to 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Market timing. You know, there's been many, many different programs out there, books, newsletters about how you can, you know, use a system to time to get in and get out of the market. This is a very interesting market that we're in when we start seeing 1,000-point swings on the Dow Jones, positive, negative. When's the right time to market time? You know, like, when? How do you actually do it? Very challenging. What are your thoughts, Rob, when it comes to market timing?
Well, from what I've seen and hearing right now, there's two sides to this story. There is, I am down right now. And then there is, I have a bunch of cash. So let's highlight the two differences.
Perfect.
I think we both listened to a call this morning, come in, individual, stating I had 1.7 last week, Faisal. I'm now at 1.5. What should I do? I'm panicking. What should I do? Should I do something different? Should I get out?
Get out, yes. Should I time on the way out? And then what's the time on the way in after?
Time on the way in.
Yeah.
So this is that's a different conversation.
Yep. Yeah.
Let's try and let's start to think about that and break that down.
Sure.
Different asset classes, right? Within. So a lot of these people have, say, a balanced portfolio.
Which basically means like 60% stocks, 40% bonds.
That's right.
Yeah. That's a balanced portfolio in general terms.
Let's talk about the downside to the safe or low risk part of your portfolio that can be down close to the equity markets right now.
Yeah. So you brought up a few points there. Let's hammer them one at a time here. Let's talk about the market timing side of the markets are down. Should I get out? Okay. The question is, what's causing you to sell? What's causing you to buy? And what's the overall objective of the money?
Right.
Okay. I did an interview on TV this week. They asked me the same question. What should we be worried about when it comes to these markets? It's when do you need the capital? If your capital need is needed in less than 3 years, be very careful about investing in the stock market. If you need capital greater than 3 years from now, you have some exposure, but you have to be disciplined in how you select your investments. So there's a timing part on that when it comes to how much capital should I be putting in the market, stock market specifically, is how much money do you need today and over the next 3 years. That's the time of the market I'm talking about. When people try to get in and get out, the sell strategy and the buy strategy, you have to be on point.
Crystal ball.
Yeah, I have yet to meet someone who has a high percentage of being right. And when I say high percentage, if you look at our stock picks, you know, 68% of the time we're right, 32% of the time we're not right. But we make more money over time by being right two-thirds of the time.
Right.
Okay. I have yet to meet someone who has a strategy of being right more than 75%, which is Warren Buffett's. So if you can't beat, you know, 68 to 75% of the time, why do it? You don't have an advantage.
And he may look for opportunities to invest further during downtimes like this, not go to cash.
Yes, and his time frame is longer. He's a 90-year-old individual who can look at a stock and say, we're going to hold this for the next 25 years. Now, you and I wouldn't do that. Most of the people listening and watching the show wouldn't do that. They're going to say, I need this money for something in the future. Might be 1 year, 10 years, 20 years, doesn't matter, but I have a time frame for this money that I'm going to be spending it. That's not Warren Buffett.
Okay.
So why market time? And so what happens is they sit down with an individual and say, okay, I'm low risk. So I want to go into something low risk. And that advisor, that algorithm, that online portal tells you, buy a bond portfolio. It's low risk. Well, bond portfolios are down 12, 13% right now.
It's wild.
Like the Universal Canadian Bond Index is down over 12% year to date right now.
Your low risk investment.
Yes. So what the heck is going on there? That surprises people. You know, the bond market has not been our friend this year.
No.
Nor was it last year. But there's a place for it. What's the place for it is determined on what's the objective of the money?
Right.
And so before, low risk meant low volatility. Now, that's not what we agree upon. What we agree upon, what would you say is the definition of low risk for our clients?
When we look at low risk, the only thing that's considered low risk in mind and in the firm and their team side is GICs, guaranteed investment certificates, mm-hmm. or money market. That's
cash.
It.
Yeah, savings accounts.
That's it.
So think about this. Those investments you just described have one thing in common. The price doesn't move. Mm-hmm. The value of that investment does not go up and down. That's considered low risk. Okay, if you're a low risk investor, you don't want your money to move up and down. You want some interest along the time. You're not going to be happy with the interest because it's low, but that is what the market is.
That's the shock.
The other side of that is, if you're willing to take more risk, you have the opportunity to make more money. Not the guarantee, the opportunity, but you also have the opportunity to lose more money. Mm-hmm. Enter the bond investments, right? They're not doing well this year, but there's the opportunity. So what's the objective of the money again?
Right.
And we're getting calls.
Yep.
People are investing. I'm down 12, 13% of my bond portfolio, Faisal. What the heck? What should I do? Should I move my money to you? Because you guys aren't down that much. What's the purpose of the investment first?
Well, and that adds to the conversation of if you're invested, but there's a lot of clients and individuals out there right now that are coming in with cash from real estate sales,
yep.
from other things yep. that is a bigger conversation. Where do I put my money right now?
Yeah, so let's make up an example here. You know, you sell your real estate property, you've got 500, $1 million. You're not comfortable with the way the markets are moving in either direction right now. Do I put all my chips in now? Or do I call what we say decaf, dollar cost averaging it, mm-hmm. right? Do I decaf my money? And let's say you spread over 6 months, 12 yep. months. Is there a big difference? Should you take that $500,000 that you have sitting in cash and mm-hmm. average it over 6 to 12 months?
So there could be, but it's the optics on the short term alone, and that's it. Because what? If I said conversation over time,
yeah.
I said, if you remember this conversation that we have, of when are we going to time into the market, and we have that conversation in 5 years, you probably won't remember the conversation.
So it's purely for optics.
That's it.
It's to make the investor feel better that they're not putting all their chips in and all of a sudden it drops.
Yeah.
Because 10 years from now, you anticipate the portfolio, your investments to be higher. So does it matter exactly yeah. when you buy?
Average annual rate of return will start to look very similar over time.
Over time. So this is the market timing issue is, when do I put my chips in or my money in? Is it depends on the investment objective. If you've mm-hmm. got a long-term view of this money or you need it over the long term, then anytime's the best time, as long right. as you're in a well-managed strategy. But if you're trying to use this to make a quick buck, so you're timing the market, mm-hmm. I would be cautious about that, because then timing does matter,
yeah.
right? When to get in, when to get out. But when you look over long term, and we've done the research going back to 1935, if you dollar cost average over any 6 or 12 month period, and that's it, and then seeing what's happened over time, it's a coin flip. Sometimes you're higher, like half the time you're a little bit higher by 1 or 2% overall, or you're mm-hmm. 1 or 2% below. It's a coin flip. It's not that big of a difference. So why put yourself through all that anxiety? Whatever makes you feel better is the answer. Now the problem is what's the right decision? It all comes down to right. your feeling, not the math.
Yeah.
Right? So we've got a great show we did today. Again, Rob, thank you for joining me.
My pleasure.
Some great insight, but also we're going to have our upcoming seminar to talk about some of these strategies to grow your portfolio or to protect in downside. We're going to have that on May 24th.
Especially during heightened volatility, which we're currently having. Join us Tuesday, May 24th, 7 p.m. This will be live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
On behalf of Rob Gehry, myself, Faisal Karmali, thank you for joining us on More Than Money. You're listening to 770 CHQR.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund, an investment industry regulatory organization of Canada.